It happened one Tuesday. It happened at 3. A Queen's butler was taking his afternoon tea. And that's when he noticed a dent in the kettle, a gash on a candle, some stains on the metal. So we ran to the tea shop. He paid them in cash for a new one, the old one, tossed in the trash. Tipped on a spout, a sad tea kettle plight. Amid peelings and tin cans, it wept through the night.
Come morning, the old kettle fell a bump. It woke to discover itself at the dump. More peelings, more tin cans, a mattress, a bone. Old kettle, it felt never so much alone. With nothing to sing for and no one to care, the kettle slid under a broken down chair.
All there in the autumn, all winter, to spring when, in spite of a stare, it must sing. It sang in a breeze, it sang for a bird who just hadn't sung to it, a ragpiper heard. He heard the old kettle and quick picked it out. He looked at the handle, he tapped on the spout. You're perfectly fine, you've got plenty of life. So he brought the old kettle back home to his wife.
Ragpicker's wife, who admired such thrift, gave her husband a hug for his most welcome gift. She shined the old kettle, she said, good as new, and the kettle now beaming knew just what to do. It sang in the cottage, when the sun shimmer high, and it sang over biscuits and gooseberry pie. It sang for the children, its voice filled the house. It sang for the cat and the brave kitchen mouse. It still sings, its voice full of joy, full of cheer. Get past the ragpicker's cottage, you'll hear.
Stop it. Dude, I didn't.